Isaiah chapter 21. The burden of the desert of the sea. As the whirlwinds in the south pass through, it comes from the desert, from a terrible land. A grievous vision is declared to me. The treacherous dealer deals treacherously, and the spoiler spoils. Go up, O Elam, besiege, O Media. All the sighing of it have I made to cease. For this reason are my loins filled with pain. Pangs have taken hold upon me, like the pangs of a woman who travails. I was bowed down at the hearing of it. I was dismayed at the seeing of it. My heart panted, fearfulness affrighted me. The night of my pleasure has he turned into fear to me. Prepare the table, watch in the watchtower, eat, drink, rise up, you princes, and anoint the shield. For thus has Yahweh has said to me, go and set a watchman, let him declare what he sees. And he saw a chariot, a couple of horsemen, a chariot of asses, a chariot of camels, and he hearkened diligently with much heed, and he cried like a lion, Yahweh, I stand continually upon the watchtower in the daytime, and I am set in my ward whole nights, and look, here comes a chariot of men, a couple of horsemen. And he answered and said, Babylon is fallen, and all the graven images of her Elohim has he broken unto the ground. O my threshing, and the corn of my floor, that which I have heard of Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, have I declared to you. The burden of Duma. He calls to me from out of Seir. Watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? The watchman says, the morning comes, and also the night. If you will inquire, inquire, return, come. The burden upon Arabia. In the forest in Arabia will you lodge, O you traveling companies of Dedanim. The inhabitants of the land of Tema brought water to he who was thirsty. They prevented with their bread he who fled. For they fled from the swords, from the drawn sword, from the bent bow, and from the grievousness of war. For thus says Yahweh, has Yahweh said to me, within a year, according to the years of a hireling, and all the honor of Kedar will fail, and the residue of the number of archers, the mighty men of the children of Kedar, will be diminished. For Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, has spoken. End of chapter.